As Nevadans cast their early votes before Saturday's presidential caucus, some say campaigns are missing out on one key voting block: tribes. Noah Glick reports.
Nevada has 27 federally recognized tribes, but until this election, campaigns haven't been doing much to reach them. Brian Melendez is an enrolled tribal citizen of the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. He's also the chair of the Nevada Statewide Native American Caucus. That's a new organization working to get more tribal members to the polls. He says because the U.S. Census typically undercounts people on tribal lands, campaigns often ignore their political power.
If we can get those people in every single county and every single reservation to participate, it would completely shift and change and challenge the shape and the political space in Nevada.
He says most reservations are in rural counties, and that means if Native voters come out in large numbers, it could change the political landscape in unforeseen ways.
Whatever we pull out in Nevada will be representative of what happens in the country, and that is exact same thing for tribes. So whatever we can do in the tribal space in Nevada, we're hoping to replicate in every other tribal space in the country.
Long term, he says the goal is to get more Native people elected to local and national office. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.